flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's a minute 30 left. Feels tight.
They just lost to the Raptors. Like we could say, hey, we got to see what they do against the big boys. They haven't done anything against the big boys this year.
Well, let's see what they do against the big boys before we start saying, you know, trade. That's all
but
I'm saying.
But the guys who are older, who have been on this team, who have played all year, haven't really done anything against anyone anyway. So to me, like, if you're always asking me, hey, Joe, as you're running an organization, the old guys that you don't have attachment to, who haven't done much, or the young promising guys with a small sample size, who do you want to give more leeway to? I'm always going to lean the young guys.
No doubt.
That's me. I'm always going to lean the young guys. And I understand wanting to be reserved and all that. I just think that this team is probably destined for being somewhere in the box. And if you're going to be somewhere in the box, let's make a deal and let's see the young guys play.
Let's see the next five. Let's go to Lucky in the City. Lucky, what's happening?
Man, top of the morning, Bonte and Joe, all you fellas doing this morning.
I'm doing great.
Man, that's good to hear. So, we talked about this a couple of months, man, and acquiring a big man or whatever we have, but lo and behold, we had this in our pocket the whole time. Guy Santos finally got playing time. Quentin Post finally got playing time. This is what we need. Put these guys on, put them on the roster, let's roll. Get rid of Buddy Hield. Please get rid of Buddy Hield. And whoever else we got to get, I want to keep GP2, I want to keep Wiggins. Anybody else, you can go.
Draymond Green included?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a fool. No. No. He's a champ, Vontae. He's a champion. If it wasn't for Draymond Green, Steph, and Clay, we wouldn't have none of this. So you can't get rid of I know Draymond's a hothead. Yeah. My wife calls me that all the time. She says you're crazy. But I have passion for what I believe in and what I love and what I do. That's what Draymond has. That's what we need. Nobody else in the league has a Draymond Green that will give the young guys that passing and give them when he's on, he's on. Y'all know what we have in this dude, man. Come on.
No doubt.
There's going to be complications, and I'm looking at it from Kerr's perspective. When Dre comes back, and then also Kuminga. Kuminga's not excluded from this. There's a logjam, and there are some guys that are playing really well right now. I give Guy a little more credit because I think Guy has been a real positive a lot of times that he's played. I don't think he's a starter. I don't think he's a 30-minute-a-night guy. I'm not faking that. I just think he's a guy, and when I look at rotations, 8, 9, maybe 10 on any given night. That's the real NBA. Mm-hmm. Not 12, not 13. You're always going to be like asking, why did that guy not get minutes? I'm seeing Moody now get opportunities, and I think part of that is the absence of Draymond and Kuminga, but I'm seeing him get minutes. And you know what? I've been impressed with Moody. And similar to the other young guys, I don't think he's an elite starter. I don't think he'll ever be one of those guys. But I think he's a rotation piece. But when those other guys come back, they're going to get heavy minutes. And so other people on the team are going to get their roles and minutes diminished, and they're going to have to be playing at different positions, because that four and five spot that Dre and Kuminga are occupying, both of them, not just one, that takes up a lot of minutes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. By the way, the knockout tournament is back. 95.7 The Game knockout tournament. Win a chance to shoot hoops on the floor of Chase Center. Throw Winnie champ Mark Grandy. Contest to qualify starts on Monday, this Monday, January 27th. It goes for 3 weeks, so you will have plenty of chances to win. Listen in the 8 a.m. hour, 12 p.m. hour, 4 p.m. hour, starting Monday, January 27th, for your chance. Each show will have a slot to give away each day for 3 weeks. Got to be 18, got to be a California resident. Let's go to Cam. Cameron in Antioch, what's happening?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Not bad, Cam.
Good. Okay, quick question. How much time do I have? So I want to get to my point.
Just
so
get
I don't
into
get
it.
Cut off.
Just go.
Okay. So the problem, we be losing games. Guy Santos came in doing a great job, built us a 17-point, not just him, but we got a 17-point lead. Come after the half, Guy Santos didn't touch the floor for the straight 10 minutes, and that lead was blue. And it does not make no sense, even though he's a rookie, for Quentin Post to never have practiced, scrimmage, tried a set, seen what could have been with Curry. That should be a fireable offense. The reason we keep losing games is we're getting put in bad positions. Why is GP2 starting that power forward after Guy just proved himself? I know we're hurt right now, but for him to say after Guy and Post did what they did tonight, I don't know if I can find the minutes when Kuminga and Draymond come back. No, yes, you can. You can put Post at the five. You can put G at the four when Dre is on the bench. You're playing GP2, Hield, Waters, all these players, but when the people are coming in playing well, you're taking them out and giving them DNPs. This is a Kerr problem, and I'm not going to lie. You guys disappointed me the way y'all was talking on the 23rd. Now y'all got a different tone. Oh, it's over. We had a good run.
Who was saying that? Was I saying that?
But you and him next to you.
I wasn't saying that. I'm definitely not the guy. Hey, hold on. I'm keep Cam on the line. Hey, hold on. I want to keep Cam on the line. I care because I know what I said. I said I didn't want to give up on the season. I didn't say it was over. I was pissed off about the damn Sacramento loss. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Cam.
Y'all say the dynasty is over, but the only reason the dynasty looks like it's over is because the stuff Kerr does, but y'all just go everywhere else besides Kerr.
No, but that's not. No, Cam, hold on. Keep Cam on. Keep Cam on. Now, I've been critical of Steve Kerr's rotations for over 4 years now. I've been wanting Kuminga to play for a long time. I've been Kuminga's biggest fan at this station and then probably in this market. I've been Moody's fan. I want Moody to play. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Cam. I really don't.
I watch y'all every day. You might bring it up, but you're not talking about Kerr and what he's
doing. So what do you want me to do? Cam, you want me to say fire Kerr? Is that what you want?
Yes!
You know what? Put him in Alcatraz. Put him in Alcatraz for a week. He's going to Alcatraz for a week. He's locked up. He's locked up, seriously. Because that's just idiotic. You want to come on here? Oh, my God, you got to fire Kerr. Fire a four-time champ. You idiot. Sometimes it's about talent. Sometimes it's about guys playing well. Players executing. The NBA is a league about player performance. Yeah, you need a coach, but guys got to go out there and ball. And too many times guys go out there and turn the ball over and miss. Was it Steve Kerr's fault that the Warriors turned the ball over 8 times in the third quarter against the Sacramento Kings? Unforced turnovers? Was it Steve Kerr's fault that all of a sudden they started jacking up threes left and right? Clown. Nobody said that. He wants me to say fire Steve Kerr. Cam, take a lap and put the damn bottle down. Good Lord.
They won last night, and I think that one of the things that has been an overarching theme, and it's not just this year. It just feels like maybe the last couple of years. The young guys get opportunities we see some of the positives, right? We see some of the positives. And it feels like every time they're about to build on something and go on a little, like, on a little run with the young guys and maybe, and it's not a special run like they had 10 years ago, but like just, you know, some sustainability. Feels like a couple of veterans come back and then we got to force feed them. And now the youngsters kind of lose their confidence. They lose their minutes and then they lose their opportunities and we take a step back. I'm watching this team right now, and this is a big opportunity. I really want to see them commit to the youngsters over this stretch that you've been identifying.
Right.
Because last night was fun. And at the bare minimum, if you're going to be in the box, I want you to be fun. And I want you to have some young guys that we all are excited about. And give me a little bit of hope. And I want to see that smile I saw on Steph Curry's face. That was fun last night. I don't care that it was the Bulls. There have been too many nights where it hasn't been fun this year. Wasn't it fun watching a young player show like, damn, Dunleavy made a nice pick here.
Yeah, Dunleavy's made some good picks. So TJD, Pods, and Guy Santos.
Last night was too much
craziness about firing Mike Dunleavy. Can you imagine waking up in the morning thinking, what's a fireable offense for not committing to Guy Santos? It's been back and forth from Santa Cruz, for crying out loud. All right? A fireable offense, man. Unbelievable.
Maybe
the timing was right.
Maybe, yeah, how about that? It. Like, maybe like he wasn't ready, and now he's ready, and the timing's right.
Let's go to Gito in Las Vegas. Gito, what's up?
What's going on, boys? Vontae, you didn't have to go at old boy like that. Cameron, he was off that Hennessy a little early.
Yeah, I had to, though. No, because he's come at me like three times in the last week and a half. He's come at me like three times. You know what, Gino? I want the smoke, because I'll give the smoke back. I ain't afraid of anything out there. You know, all the name calling and saying that, what we're saying on this show, we ain't never said. I know I never said the dynasty was over. I'm trying to milk this bad boy. I'm not the one on these airways saying trade Stephen Curry and blow this whole damn thing up.
Right.
All right, so that's why some people just need to get checked sometimes. And I got time today, Gino.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys having the time to have me on. Let me get to it here. A couple of things. One, I somewhat agree with your boy Cameron there. I do believe that Kerr needs a little more. He needs to be held accountable a little bit more. Do we fire our four-time champion coach? Hell no. That is absolutely not nothing we do here. I do believe that we have fumbled the bag cultivating our young talent since the draft of James Wiseman. We traded Jordan Poole for nothing. Jordan Poole's averaging 24 points over there, 5-5 or something like that, looking great. You know, now we're starting to play these young guys, and that has been Kerr's problem. Kerr has been too biased to the veterans, and we have had some great young talent. Yes, James Wiseman didn't quite work out. He was a great talent, 7-foot big, could stretch the floor, could do everything. I don't blame them for making that pick, but I blame them for not cultivating him the right way. They did the same thing for Jonathan Kuminga his first couple of years. We cry on a daily about what are we doing with Moses Moody? I hear Bonte talk about Moses Moody ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But I really do appreciate seeing Quentin Post out there. I do feel like he should have been getting some higher minutes a long time ago. I come from a generation of Warriors. I was watching Muggsy Bogues and Tony Delk when I was a kid, okay? Terry Cummings.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm a real Warrior fan. I'm not one of these guys who have been a Warrior fan since 2015. There's a bunch of those guys who were yelling Kobe Bryant and Shaq back in the day. I don't want to get into that. But I do appreciate Steve Kerr and the coaching staff. Yeah, giving these young kids a shot, because I have not been one to want to mortgage our future for something right now. Even though Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time, a top 5 to 7 player all time, I do believe that we need to continue what we have built with Steph and Draymond and cultivate our talent for the future.
I'm with you there. Gino, good call there. Dylan in San Jose, 888-957-9570. Hopefully I didn't scare everybody off. But, you know, when you call people out, you got to come with facts around here. That's just the way I roll. More coming up. How you feeling about the Warriors right now? Quentin Post. Vuk, do you still want Vuk? I know Dylan is going to talk about Vuk Vucevic there for the Bulls. He struggled last night at Chase Center, 9 points, 6 rebounds, -15 in the plus-minus department. He did not look good, did not move well, and the Warriors picked him apart in the high ball screens there. We'll talk more about this game, plus we'll get the championship Sunday. All that coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Bonta.
I'm trying, Pods. I'm trying. But when you get callers like Cam, sometimes it's hard. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Knockout Tournament is coming back here at 95.7 The Game. Monday, we're going to start qualifying people for the next 3 weeks. Next 3 weeks, we'll start qualifying people on Monday. So, you know, 8 a.m. hour, 12 p.m. hour, 4 p.m. hour, you have a chance to qualify. Have to be 18 to win to be a California resident. More details are still to come on how to win. It's going to be a lot of fun as you can get up some shots at Chase Center. We can get up some shots where Quentin Post can knock down 5 threes last night. He played well. Don't forget, shameless shout-outs, 745. Shameless shout-outs, 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout-outs at 745. Shasky, what's up?
I'm not sitting here like pretending I'm Festus Ezeli or Chris Mullin, who have forgotten more about playing in the NBA than I'll ever even begin to try to dream about. That being said, there are certain fundamental things that Quentin Post brings to the table for this team as a big that is unique. Number one, his shot, you can make an argument, is like third best looking shot on the team, maybe fourth already, couple games in. Like he looks, his form is nice, all right? His footwork is nice. The way he sets screens, you can tell this guy has been taught the right way.
He's been working.
Absolutely. Sets the screen wide without moving and then stands still, allows the player like Curry or whoever to come off of it. Then he has just good enough feet to either reset and set another screen for someone else to fade, you know, pop, if you will, after the pick. He's diving. I was watching his feet as a help defender when Curry got kind of blown by on a baseline play. Mm-hmm. He was there to just get in front of a guy. Quentin knows how to play half-court basketball. I don't know if he's a starter. I don't know, you know, how many minutes he should be getting. He's a guy I want to see more of. I'm very intrigued. I think he's a rotation player at minimum.
By the way, some breaking news with the Las Vegas Raiders. A lot of people were asking a question about Pete Carroll maybe becoming the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. Deal's not done, but it looks like the Raiders and Pete Carroll are going to reach an agreement as Pete Carroll will become the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Pete, going on to Vegas. Our resident Raider fan, Spadoni, what you think?
I can't wait to see Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll part two.
Oh, my gosh.
Part three, you're right.
Is
that the best coaching division of all time?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're all Super Bowl winners outside of Jim Harbaugh.
Well,
and he's won an Natty?
Well, the NFC East back in the day had, what do they have, Tom Landry, Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs.
Well, I guess like right
Buddy
now.
Ryan.
Wait, Tom Landry did not coach at the same time as Bill Parcells.
Yes, he did. And Tom Landry retired in like 1988 or something like that.
But
Parcells was there for like from 81 to like 94.
You're saying Gibbs, Parcells, who?
Tom Landry, Buddy Ryan.
Buddy, oh, okay.
I'm just saying, that was a great division.
No, that's pretty good. Sean Payton, Super Bowl. Pete Carroll, Super Bowl and national title. Harbaugh, been to a Super Bowl. Andy Reid's got three. I'm trying to think three, right?
Been to five.
Gibbs had three. You're right. Parcells had multiple.
I mean, you got the.
That's pretty good. No, yeah, that's pretty good. No, you're right. I'll back
it's
down
just
on
not
that.
Even no. It's not even just saying
no,
that.
That's
it's
a good
it's
one.
A really good coaching
I forgot
division.
About that.
It's a good coaching division, but we see some coaching divisions. You'd have to digest. That's just off the top of my head, just thinking about that division. You know, obviously you had Lombardi and George Halas back in the day with the Bears and the Packers way back when your grandpa was watching.
Yeah.
Live and in dirt, right? So I don't know. It's a hell of a division, though. It's wow. USC, Stanford, Seattle, San Francisco, now Vegas and the Chargers,
good.
Which is a rivalry, that is pretty good.
Just up and down the West Coast with those two.
I think they're cool now, though. I think they're like, you know, they kind of hashed things over.
They figured out what their deal was?
That's good. That's a four. That's four. Shameless shout-outs coming
just
up in 22 minutes. Shameless shout-outs, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne in Concord. Joanne, what's up?
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing pretty great. Well, Joanne. How are you?
Good, good. Great game last night. And just a prerequisite here, I'm a big Moody fan. Like, met his parents, met him. He's an awesome guy.
Yep.
And I get frustrated with Kerr because when Moses does really well, Kerr tends to pull him. And I don't understand it. A lot of people are frustrated about it. I see it on Twitter. I don't get it. Like, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, you know what, Joanne, stay on the line here. What do you? Because I want to know what you like about Moody. What I like about Moody is his demeanor, and he always stays ready. Last night, 16 points, 4-7 from the 3-point line. He had to look away, 3-point shot in the corner, looking away like Stephen Curry. I know Steph Curry reposted it this morning. But what do you like about Moody so much that where you think he needs to get more playing time on this roster?
Well, for instance, with Sacramento's loss, the third quarter, Schroeder was not having a great time that quarter. Moses didn't play at all that quarter. You know, it's just, you keep seeing these things happen, and it's like, if one of the guys isn't going to have a good game, I don't understand why they keep playing him. Like, Kirk keeps playing that person, whereas, pull him. Okay, they're not having a great night. It doesn't seem like it's ever going to get better. I would think to sub them. Nope.
Well, I do believe that, you know, we have to look at it from his perspective. Like, I think a lot of us just look at offense. You know, he's trying to balance out the defense, which, look, we can have philosophical conversations about does offense or defense matter more for this team or in the league currently? But like GP2 is a guy who I see what he brings to the table. I do. I see what he brings to the table. I get a little frustrated because I think offensively, he stymies a lot of other lineup combinations that are out there with him. And I really do. I like the guy. We've met him. You know, I feel like I'm like picking on him when I even bring this up. But the reality is that he makes things really difficult. And so the other four guys that are out there alongside of him on offense, it matters a lot. Now, I'll take it a step further. When it's Dre and GP2 on the floor, you're really compromised. And when I see like TJD or Looney alongside GP2, you're really compromised offensively. And you know, you've made this point, B, and I think it's a really good one. And I'm really coming around on it. Some teams, your best defense is your offense.
Wow.
No, I've thought long and hard, and I'm watching the Dubs, and I'm saying, you know, we spent a lot of time debating point of attack defense, and can you do this, and can you do that? You know, the greatest player in franchise history is kind of a weak defender, you know, but he brings so much to the offensive side of the game that it outweighs all the defensive deficiencies. They need to move off of some of these defensive specialists or at least minimize their impact and just play some of the offensive guys, because when the offense is flowing, the ball's going in the hoop, the weaker defenders now get a chance to set up defense.
Well, now, you know, it's interesting because it's like a great NFL team, right? Sometimes a great NFL team, your offense is your best defense because you're putting so much pressure on the opposing team to keep up with you on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
You score good, like Buffalo Bills right now are just, what do they have? Like 30 rushing touchdowns, 30 passing touchdowns, first team in the NFL.
They're just balanced,
dynamic. And their defense, not a lot of people could name defenders on that defense other than Hamlin and Ed Oliver, Von Miller at times, but really they got a bunch of no-namers to the casual fan. And their defense can get shredded at times. We've seen that against Detroit. We saw that against the LA Rams. But Josh Allen is so good, and that offense is so good that when they take care of the football, which they do very well, they don't turn it over, and they're running the ball, and they're passing the ball, score touchdowns left and right. It's like, damn, we gotta keep up with steam. All it takes is one miscue, and boom, you're behind the eight ball. Now you're down two possessions. Same thing with those Warriors teams with KD. Look, they play great defense. Great defense. When they're in the midst of going to, you know, winning three or four. But also, you had Steph, KD, and Klay. They're like, damn, they're about to score 75 on us. So what do we do? You know, Evan Turner had the greatest quote about this, saying, even when we were up 12 against you guys, against those Warrior teams, we were like, we got to keep this going. Because here comes an 8-0 run at any moment, and next thing you know, there's a 45-14 run, and they're blowing you out the gym and nice and chilling in the fourth quarter. So on this team, people wouldn't know it. But their defense has been the top 10 defense all season long. Their defensive rating's been really good. But what is it? They can't get buckets and generate good offense. So to your point about GP2, look, he's a 10 to 15-minute player who can play some very good defense, but he's going to be left open all night long. So when you do play him alongside a Draymond or a Looney, like you just mentioned, yeah, it's going to be compromised, and the space is going to get compromised. Again, I look back to that Lakers series. All we got to do is go back to the Lakers series. And a couple years ago when they lost in the second round, they did not guard Draymond Green. They did not guard Kevon Looney. Well, it forced Steph Curry to get doubled all night long, and it forced Klay Thompson to turn into a playmaker. Did not work out for him. It got bounced in six. So the biggest thing yesterday with Moody, too, because now he's got spacing to operate. And Moody, look, I get why he's playing the four. Maybe the guards are a little too quick for him. That's fine. He's got good size. But offensively, when he's got spacing alongside these guys in game post, holy smokes, all of a sudden it looks great. All of a sudden you're knocking down 25 threes a night after knocking down 22 threes.
And the other thing that I think that, you know, we talk defense, offense, just be scrappy. You know, when I watched Pods last night, he was back to the scrappy guy that he, not that he, you know, went away, but like he was real scrappy. And I thought that Guy Santos, all the times I watch him play, he is one of the few guys that makes something out of nothing on these loose balls, on these ricochets, just being active. And I think there's something to be said. I watched him three times. He didn't touch the ball on offense. Mm-hmm. Shot goes up. He's all the way in the far corner and he's sprinting over to put a butt on somebody. How do you quantify that? But to me, that's a winning play. Because you're bringing something to the table.
It is a winning play.
You know, maybe you don't get the rebound, but you tip it just enough to someone else gets it. You know, I know deflections is something that they start to monitor and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, Guy brings a lot to be said. And then I'm watching Quinton Post, and he's not the most athletic. He does a good job boxing out, and he's just a wide body they haven't had. And his length in terms of contesting makes things difficult. I like what these young guys are bringing to the table, and I think the scrappiness and the youth, there's just, they needed it.
You know, KB, Bully, and Fezzi, they interviewed Quinton Post right after the game yesterday. And, you know, Bully was like, you know, for do you... Who'd you look up to? And he was like, look, Detlef Schrempf.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or no, excuse me, Rick Smits. Rick Smits. And he goes, he had a conversation with him the other day. You know, he's from Amsterdam or whatnot. And so he had a conversation with him the other day. He's been tutored by him a little bit.
I love
so
Rick Smits.
Like
I
Rick
did.
Smits.
I love the Davis Brothers. Dude,
he held his own against Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's locked in with him and understands the history of the league and understands what he does well and that development of going down to Santa Cruz, man, that has been a big boost for the NBA, I think. It's been underrated and undersold, I think, the G League. Kind of scoff at the G League, but look at what it's done. Jordan Poole's in Washington, D.C. The G League did wonders for him. Moses Moody's gone up and down the G League. You know, Looney had to spend some time down there and get his game right. So the G League has helped out. Look at Guy Santos and Quinton Paulus, they had good numbers on there in the G League. They played well. They got minutes. They got to play through their mistakes. Got to work on that game. Hey, this is what you're going to need to do at the big level. Screen. Rebound. Mm-hmm. Move your feet. Be knowing where you're going to be on the floor. Proper spacing. And you see he's still working on that. And that, to me, has been a big deal, as it is official. Pete Carroll's now reached an agreement on a three-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders with the fourth-year team option. So Pete Carroll wearing silver and black. Wow. That's going to be fascinating. Very interesting. Let's go to Mark in the city. Mark, what's happening?
Oh, man, I like our young players. Keep your young players. I mean, you look at Oklahoma and you look at Houston, they're all young. Mm. You know, we got to get real. This league is getting more athletic and younger. Mm-hmm. And we have the young players. Develop them. I mean, it's so exciting to see these young guys develop, like Moses Moody. I don't want to trade any of them. They can have Butler. They can have Durant. I want to see a good young team being built for the future here, because we're going to be up against Oklahoma City for years, and they got a lot of draft picks. We got to get real what we're dealing with here. We got to go young.
I agree. And I'm looking at some of these guys, like Buddy. I'm not trying to make him a scapegoat. That's not what I'm saying. He's had his moments, but like, what are you doing, Buddy? Right? He takes a lot of minutes. They trust him a lot. To me, if you're asking me, like, Buddy, Kyle Anderson, where's Kyle Anderson fit now that you got Gee Santos and Quinton Post in the mix, and when Draymond returns, and when Kuminga returns, and now that Moody's getting some opportunities? What do you do with GP2? What do you do with Dennis Schroeder? I'd throw even Looney in there. He's an expiring contract. I love Looney. He's a guy who's an alumni on this team. Years from now, we're going to look back and say Looney was a great Warrior. I don't want to like box him in with these other guys, but we have to be real.
Looney was solid yesterday. 11 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench.
But
I like Looney. I like his veteran presence. It'd be hard for me to move off of Looney.
But are you keeping him next year?
I don't know. But you could probably get him on a cheap deal. Maybe. I don't know.
Is he redundant to what you have with TJD?
Well, if you have him with if you have a three-man rotation, big rotation with TJD, Loon, and Post, because not every night, like you look at TJD, he was the odd man out last night.
Yeah.
He played 9 minutes and 44 seconds. Looney played 18 minutes and 32 seconds, and I know he got cut on the lip, TJD or whatnot, but Looney, he grabbed you 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and against the veteran bigs, against the good bigs, he may not stop anybody, but you know what? He's gonna know how to defend at a high level, and he's a championship player, a veteran presence in that locker room, so I get a little weary about trading a big like that, especially with the injuries or whatnot, but we'll see. This is Dunleavy's job. They're going to figure this thing out. They'll figure it out. But I do want to know what happens over the next 5 games. I can't wait to see what happens over the next 5 games. And then what happens when Kuminga and Draymond does come back? How does that impact the youngsters?
No doubt.
Let's go to Mr. D in the city. Mr. D, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
Oh, man, can't call it. Another day, another dollar.
Hey, that was a great game last night. But I just wanted to weigh in. I don't know. You know, I don't get to listen that often, but I haven't heard anybody talk about, you know, the older players. I think Kerr has a problem because he's got to play these older players while they're hot. They can't just warm up, you know, in the mid or at the end of the quarter. He's got to play them while they're warm, because otherwise, you know, once they get cold, once that sweat dry, you know, they're useless. So I think you should just play the older guys, like first quarter, after halftime, and then let the younger guys take over, because and that way they'll get minutes. But you can't just throw these older guys in late in the quarter like that. I just think that's just too hard for them.
No doubt.
And they're prone to injuries like that.
Yeah, you know, interesting point, Mr. D. Thanks for the call. Steve Kerr mentioned, whenever we were all thinking that, hey, man, they're waving a white flag, what? And they weren't. They were just kind of responding to an article. But Kerr did mention, hey, man, this is a young man's league. It's a young man's league. And I get Kerr for wanting to stick with some of his veterans because they've helped them win championships. You trust somebody, you know they're going to be there in the end. You're like, it's tough to make that transition. That's one of the toughest transitions to make, is moving off some of your core veterans and some of your older players. I know how hard it was to tell Klay Thompson, hey, we're going to move you to a reserve role. And he did it for 14 games. I know that was tough on Steve Kerr, because that's one of his guys. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Draymond and Kuminga comes back here. What kind of minutes do they see? And then what kind of combinations do you have with that lineup? Like right now, Draymond Green, who's a champion, who does he fit best with?
Kuminga.
So that's something they're going to have to think about once those guys get back. But so far, so good. But let's see over the next five games.
So let me throw this one at you then. Now I'm just brainstorming here. Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and I'm going to throw it out there. Quentin Post. What's that look like?
It's interesting.
I'm not saying Quentin's a 30-minute a night guy, but a start the game guy.
Interesting. And you may start Looney. Because it depends on the matchup, right?
I got Kuminga, Looney.
I think we just get caught up in the starting five so damn much. Although they've had 26 different starting lineups,
I mean they're driving me crazy. For something.
You guys, I've been consistent with this. I don't really care who starts the game, who's finishing, who's playing the most important minutes. You notice GP2 started yesterday.
Yeah, and
did he start the second half?
They dug a little hole. No, Gee was in there to start the third quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
And who else? Exactly. I forget who else was in there.
Exactly. I believe it was Gee. It was Gee, Curry, Hield, Wiggins, and I think it was Looney, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Could be a TJD. I could be wrong.
No. Because Buddy, I don't know what you do with Buddy here. I really don't know. I think that they're running him out there. I get why. They don't have a lot of options. I keep coming back to two guard. Do they think that they can get away with, at your 2 and 3, Wiggins and Kuminga? Because if you're locking into Draymond, Dre's your 4, right? And you want to play with some sort of a 5. Do they think that legitimately can do long stretches, Wiggins, Kuminga at 2-3, Draymond at the 4, and somebody else, whether it's TJD, Quentin Post, whatever, at the 5. That's the question I want to know.
Don't know. Let's go to...
That's why I'm intrigued with Zach LaVine. Because I think Zach LaVine...
He was faced to floor. He's quick, man. He gets
it
around.
Because I could see him. If you go LaVine, I'm infatuated with him. LaVine, Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Quentin Post. I would love that lineup.
Vuk, did he impress you yesterday?
Nah, I wasn't that impressed. But that being said,
It's a one-off.
I'd still probably take him. I mean, if I'm being all things considered. Middle first-round pick right now is what we're looking at. How much is that guy going to help you? Look, hey, Dunleavy's picks have been pretty good. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm sleeping on Dunleavy's picks. But, if I had to choose, I'd probably just take him, yeah. But again, one of those other guys, somebody's got to go.
Shameless shout out six minutes.
It's not like he's playing for free.
Yeah, no doubt. you know that. In 6 minutes. Shameless shout outs. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Devon in Sacramento. Before we start, hey man, up there in Sacramento, they beat the Warriors. It's like they're hanging banners and winning championships. D'Lo and KC, they can't get enough of beating the Doves, man. They're sky high. And then they got their ass kicked by the Nuggets last night, so I'm guessing the tone is a little different in Sac today, huh?
Yeah, they walking around like they're doing something, man. It's ridiculous.
23-21, got smoked by the Nuggets last night. But go ahead, Devon, what you got?
So I was, watching the game Warriors versus Sac, and compared it to, with the Bulls. And the main thing, if you look at all their games, they're losing just a breakdown of their defense. You know, every year they won a championship, it was the number one, number two defense. Last night, when Dennis started D'ing up full court, defense started getting intense, that defense turned into their offense. So, my thing is if they focus on defensive players and really heavy on the defense, that's going to open up their offense and give them more clear opportunities because you're going to tire them out. They're going to start missing shots, and that's when you take advantage of them. And so that's my thing is if the Warriors focus on defense, if they're going to recruit, keep posting there because he's great on defense. He just, potentially, in a starter, getting him in early, that's going to just increase their defense. So that's what my viewpoint on how they can win because defense wins championships. And everybody knows that.
In football.
What does that mean? I love that. Save that sound.
Wait, Spadoni, what are you?
That was like me having NBA? A brain fart. I was thinking Lombardi is Landry. And I was like, and then I was like, wait a minute.
I mean,
wrong.
Maybe if you're the 0-4 Pistons,
right?
Got to get buckets, man.
Come on. Like, that was the last time a defensive team won in the NBA.
Look, Aaron Gordon was rugged when Denver won it, but I think of them as an offensive team.
Yeah, Jokic was dropping triple-doubles the
whole
time.
That's what I'm saying. Jamal Murray, exactly.
Porter Jr. Yeah,
those guys are the shooting guard. Defense. Come on.
Bruce Brown.
Thank you.
I mean, you do need stops. I'm not saying that defense doesn't matter, but come on, man. What have we been talking about the last month and a half with the Golden State Warriors? What's going on with their offense? They're not scoring enough. They're not scoring. They're not creating quality shots.
Like, they haven't been able to score over 100 points at many times this season. Like, that should be a regular in today's NBA.
Yeah, in the NBA, I'm always an offensive first guy. Your offense will put pressure in your defense. It's tough. Like, defensively, in this league, with all these players, the skill set, you may have, like, I don't think the league is in a better place than, say, it was a decade ago or the mm-hmm. 90s or whatnot, but the skill set of some of these players, oh my Lord, you got 7-foot guys who can know how to handle the ball and drive a kick and hit the three. The skill set, you're not going to shut people down. You're not. But offensively, you're going to need to create some shots to get buckets in this league, man. I'm sorry.
So the last, eight games that Curry's played, he was inactive for one of them. Mm-hmm. They're 4-4 in the games that he's played. And I'm looking at kind of what's going on with Curry. And then clearly teams with Kuminga's been out and Draymond's been out and whatnot. Teams are really, I mean, it's always been let's double and triple Steph. Now mm-hmm. it feels like it's over the top.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, they're going to do that.
But
they're going to do that.
What I'm noticing is a slight shift in Steph Curry. He's up to 7 assists a game over the last 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the turnovers are, you know, they're about 2. And,
2.5, 3.
You know, but he's to me, I think he can reduce some of the turnovers now that they've got a pick and pop guy. And I like Guy Santos along with him. One thing I'm really noticing is the shift of Curry as the facilitator of the offense as opposed to playing off ball. And maybe it's too much of a burden for him to do for all 75 or 80 games that he plays in a season. But you could see glimpses of as he ages and his roles adjusting, if he wanted to, and you surrounded him with shooters, the guy could be a double-digit assist game guy every night. Wouldn't you agree?
So that's why it kind of drives me crazy when people say, well, how will Steph Curry not being a number one or quote-unquote number two? Steph Curry's going to be fine. He's going to be fine in the role. He's a winning player. He understands where he's at in his career. And if he needs to become a playmaker and uses gravity to say, oh, I only need to take 10 shots a game, but my guys are getting open, that's who Steph Curry is.
Yes.
All these years we've watched Steph Curry, and the rhetoric around him about, well, can he shift? Will he be able to handle not being a true number one? He's not a diva. Has he shown any signs of being a diva?
No.
He's one of the greatest leaders in sports history. Like, in sports history, one of the greatest leaders ever. And he's going to be fine. And the 7 assists yesterday, he was 8 of 19. He's playing on the back end of a back-to-back. But it tells you how important that game was to him last night to just get the Warriors back on track here and recover from that Sacramento game. Yeah, he is adjusting his game a little bit.
And look, everyone's like, oh my God, you got to win a fifth. You got to win a fifth. And look, we all want to win a fifth. Like, we get it. We all want to win a fifth championship. There's also something to be said for your legacy. And when I'm seeing him root on these young guys, if I told you, you know, over time, like, again, this is, I'm not giving out fruit snacks at Capri Suns. That's not what I'm trying to do. But when I watch the greatest franchise player find full enjoyment in the success of Guy Santos and Quentin Post, that was fun. Like, that was fun.
But he's always done that with players.
No, I know he has.
Alfonso McKinney, you know, guys like Damian Lee, who's now his brother-in-law. I mean, Curry's always been that guy.
No, I know, but I see this and I'm like, man, if they can empower some of these young guys, and they're still a long ways away, and they can make it out on the other end of this, and Curry is a big part of the next wave in terms of the empowerment and him having his arms around him, dude, that would do more for his legacy in this era than just about anything. Anybody can hop sets and change and go win championships and this, and I'm not diminishing those guys, but like, I think there's something to be said for sticking it out through the thick and thin. And that's the thing I love about watching that guy. Yeah, like, he made a pass to Quentin Post yesterday. He got blitzed, triple teamed. Boom, he wings it over and he pointed at Quentin Post, and Quentin drills the three, and Curry's like nodding his head, backing up. I'm like, show me another star that's doing this.
That's why I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's tough for me to interview and entertain training a guy like Steph Curry. Like, I do it because of the show, and I say, no, you don't do that. But, I mean, it's almost a fire row of offense to say, fire Steph Curry. Like, come on, man. You see this guy. He's the ultimate teammate. Let's get the shameless shout-outs.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
Jonathan Flamingo.
You know you make me wanna.
Let me do a couple shout outs here. I'll do a couple shout outs right off the rip. Got a shout out Worldwide Hef for winning the first ever Worldwide Hef Invitational College Football Bracket Playoff Championship. Ohio State and won it all. Worldwide Hef, first annual. And then our boy Mikey Williams from the O Club. We got a little college football bowl pick'em pool, and he outlasted everybody in 47 games to win the college football pick'em pool, and I had to pay him some money, which hurt. But Mikey Williams, it's your day. Congratulations to you, Mikey.
Shout out Quentin Post. No, seriously. Like, people were asking, and I was almost laughing at them, those that asked, because the guy was buried in the
league. You know, my pops asked me about him. Remember I brought it up 2 months ago. I was like, pops, just chill,
dude. I asked Anthony Slater about him, and I said on the front end, I know it sounds ridiculous. So, you know what? Like, shout out to him for making the most of his little bit of his opportunities. And I there's nothing more fun than somebody completely coming out of nowhere and balling and playing well. It's one of the more fun things about sports. You just never know what's going to happen. Shout out Quentin Post.
Never know what's going to happen. What you got, Spadoni Lovin?
You know what? I'm going to give a shout-out to the Miami Hurricanes football team, who officially announced that they will be opening their regular season next year on Sunday night, August 31st, against the national runners-up, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Ooh. Catholics versus convicts to kick off the college football season.
Wee.
Carson Beck, man, what a way to start your Miami Hurricanes career. You better not lose that, Carson. Lose to Notre Dame, you're going to be feeling that all year long.
By the way, have you guys seen the week one slate next year for college football? Real quick, Spadoni. Texas at Ohio State. Notre Dame at Miami. LSU at Clemson. Iowa State versus Kansas State in Dublin, Ireland. Alabama at my Florida State Seminoles. Syracuse versus Tennessee in Atlanta. TCU at North Carolina on a Monday night. Auburn at Baylor. Utah at UCLA. South Carolina, VTech in Atlanta. And then you get Notre Dame, Miami. College football loading up.
It's one of the best week one slates we've had in a while.
Wow. That is fascinating. Let's go ahead, Spadoni, get in here.
I'm going to shout out today. I haven't really thought of this. I guess Pete Carroll. Sure. Like, great. Sure. Why not? I guess.
Come on. You're happy with this move? AFC West is loaded with coaches.
From the 415.
They don't have a quarterback.
From the 415. Shout out to my goddaughter, Megan Grant, who celebrates her 21st birthday on Saturday. She's a junior on the UCLA softball team. Shout out, Megan.
Yeah, as USC UCLA softball team, man, they got a squad, and that stadium's nice. It's one of the first events I ever covered. UCLA Stanford softball down at Westwood down there in the SoCal area. All right, we got full lines
5-1-0.
Here.
Shout out San Ramon under 10 girls indoor soccer team for winning the league and being undefeated. Is that futsal? That's what they call that? Or is that completely different from indoor soccer? Is that something even smaller? I've heard futsal is like indoor soccer on a gym.
209, shout out to all the migrant workers who are out in the fields day in and day out, regardless of the weather, bringing in food to our tables. That's a good shout out there. Let's get to the lines. All right, let's start off with Jonathan in the city. Jonathan, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say, man, Guy Santos and Quentin Post, they deserve more playing time because I like their game. They're scrappy. They grab rebounds. They eliminate second chance points for the other team. And I like their shooting stroke. All of a sudden, we're not too little because those guys are 6'10 and 7'1.
Mm-hmm. Good call, Jonathan. I heard Jonathan call Willard or Dibbs yesterday saying he was not happy with the Salah hiring. He was not happy. We could get to that in a little bit here. Uncle Gene, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I want to shout out a young gentleman by the name of Nicholas Howard. He's a 19-year-old Buffalo Bills fan. He was at the Buffalo Ravens game last week. And when Mark Andrews dropped that ball at the end of the game, he turned around and instead of cheering, he started a GoFundMe, which to date has raised probably over $100,000 for Mark Andrews' favorite charity, which helps young people with diabetes. Mark himself has diabetes. So I'm hoping moving forward, Noel Nicholas, serves as a role model for all of us fans.
That's a great shout out. Great shout out. Let's go to Skills and Vallejo.
Hey, Skills
pays the bills. What up, Skills?
The Skills pays the bills so the heat stays on and you don't get chilled. I want to shout out my top dog, Chicken, my best friend, my brother from another mother, and his family for moving into earlier this month. A brand new house. That's the latest after my little bit. They got a brand new house now, the 510.
Nice.
They're doing great. Their young daughter is two. She's thriving in preschool, and that's what I want to shout out.
Good stuff there. Good stuff. Let's go
to... today Mark Willow's birthday? We're getting people texting that in to the Shameless shout-out. Today's his birthday.
Mark Willow's birthday?
I think it's the big 5-0.
Oh, the big 5-0. I would have guessed 75.
Wow.
Some of the dusty takes.
Wow.
Love you, Mark.
Whoa.
It ain't a Mark birthday.
Willard. Hey, Mark Willard. Chasky said that. Not me.
He knows I love him.
RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's up?
He's homeless. Hey, shout out to my wife for letting me go to the game the other day.
Nice.
She's at home with the baby. You know how that go. And, you know, I'll make it up there tonight, you know, play that Key Sweat. Have a good day, boys.
The Key Sweat?
Hey, RJ, what's that? Hey, RJ, what that's energy? Is he sick? Has he got COVID or something, man? What's wrong with him?
I call it at the Kings game.
Did his wife give him permission to call the show?
Nobody.
For letting me go to the game.
Yeah, that's
how it usually
part
works.
Part of how life works, bro.
I mean, you need permission slips all day long.
We're all jealous.
Franklin to Santa Rosa. Franklin, what's happening? No, I'm not jealous.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to my son, Franklin Delano Walker IV, man. He got student of the month.
Let's go.
He goes to Bellhaven and Menlo Park, man. I'm really proud of him.
That's awesome.
And also want to give a shout out to my girl, Khalila Barker, my fiance. She let me, I'll be at work all week and I'll be home tonight.
There it is. I'll be home tonight. Said I'm going to be home tonight.
He might be playing some Key Sweat.
He sound like it. Mr. G in the city. Mr. G. What's up?
What's up, Bonte? What's up, Mr. Shasky? Hey, you guys. First off, I want to give a shout-out to you all, Joe Shasky and Bonte, because you guys keep our sports relevant no matter when we're going through our pain, so thank you guys for that. We love you guys for all that.
Thank you.
I want to just quick shout-out. This is Mr. G, the principal of St. Thomas More School. I want to shout-out all my parents, all my coaches, all my students. I got you. I got to drop my best. I just want to say we love you guys and CYO Sports. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. Love you. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's
Happy
where a lot
Friday.
Of the championship games are at St. Thomas
yep.
Morris, right near my house. So I was by there yesterday. The weather was beautiful.
559. Am I in jail or in a relationship? You're in jail in that relationship. It's time to get out of that relationship. Trust me. Tamir in Oakland. Tamir, what's up?
Hey, Tamir.
Hey, what's up, guys? I know it's been a long time, but I got to give a shout-out to my new school I work at. It's a charter school, leadership, public schools. Our boys and girls basketball team is killing right now.
Nice.
We're winning in league, so we got a big test today against Chip. So I got to give them a shout-out.
Tamir, long time no talk, man. Miss you, bro. Leadership in the city, or is it out there in Oakland?
No, it's actually it's in Hayward. There's one in Oakland as well, but I'm at the one in Hayward, so we're rivals too. But, yeah, we got to up and start charter school, so yeah, I'm over there now, so I had to take my talents somewhere else.
I'm not mad at that, Tamir. You're a good dude, man. Good to hear from your brother. 888-957-9570. Just a couple more on the text line. I'm not going to read. Never mind. I'm not going to read that one. I don't know if I should read that one.
I'm out.
Shout out to all the Costco drivers that are union teamsters getting ready for a strike next week. Uh-oh. Costco, you better pay the bills, man. Better get these drivers their money. Listen, we don't need no strikes around here. Come on. Come on, Costco. Come on, Costco. You have a Costco card? You got a Costco card? Place is always busy, man.
It is, and some people are diehard Costco. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I just...
It doesn't. Like, yeah. I just, whatever. I mean, I
should be going to get Costco gas, and I never do anyway.
you know what I mean? Like, some people are like diehard Costco.
Oh, yeah, they can't live without it.
So if you have, like, a really large family or, like, a business or something, like, obviously, like, a wholesale makes
sense.
Well,
I'm Joe Shasky, and I have a family, and every single week I know that I have to load up, and so Costco's my go-to place. Costco, if you want to sponsor the show, hit us up.
Way to recover there. A lot of Costco workers, they show us a lot of love whenever I walk in there. I'm not going to tell you guys which one I walk in because sometimes
a little chicken farm
in and out. I mean, I go just slice a pizza.
The chicken bake.
Chicken bake. Oh, yeah.
Although if they made chicken parm, I'd eat that too.
How about this shout out? Niners Warriors. Shout out to Mike Dunleavy for doing absolutely nothing before the trade deadline. Well, trade deadline's February 6th.
God, people are
angry. You guys are so angry.
We won.
So angry all the time.
His draft pick that they literally created out of thin air by trading Corey Joseph. Like, the guy looks good.
The guy looks good.
Can we just enjoy it for 15 hours? Oh,
can we just enjoy this injury report?
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
1,000 milligrams of salt in that chicken bake, chicken bar. Who knows? I'm not counting calories no more. Remember it was a big deal when I used to put calories on the bills and everything like that? And I used to sit there and say, okay, if I get that, that's 400 calories and then that's 500. You know what the hell with it? Just give me the damn meal.
I'm not going to lie. I log all my calories.
I bet you do.
My fitness.
As we're eating something right now.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's helping me limit my overeating.
Bonte, can you ask what the name of that one restaurant is?
Bonte, can you read the injury report?
Oh, sorry. What was your German restaurant? You're not going to... What was it?
I'm not going to be here.
Soup and what?
Soup and injury report?
Lakers. Maybe the Lakers will eat that soup and coochie. They'll take on Warriors tomorrow. Big news, they got Jared Vanderbilt back on the court after missing nearly a year of action due to a foot sprain that requires surgery to correct. Head coach J.J. Redick announced Wednesday Vanderbilt was cleared to play so that his debut tomorrow night against the Golden State Warriors at Chase Center. Injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Let's get to Robert Saleh. Huh? You want to get to Saleh, Shasky? Let's get to Saleh in championship football. Championship weekend in the NFL. Let's get to Saleh. He hasn't gotten a job yet. Do you want Saleh as your D coordinator? 888-957-9570 is the number. That's coming up right here on The Roast.
Possibly.